I do now. I remember.
Yeah, in fact, I never knew. I always heard about cling peaches, and I never understood, you know, what does that mean? I just thought it was a name. And it just means that it holds onto the seed. Uh-huh.
Yes, and it does, too.
Instead of jam, you might spread what on bread?
Jelly.
Mm-hmm. And the little things in the forest that have caps, they look like little umbrellas, are called?
Mushrooms.
Mm-hmm. Now, inedible ones are called what? Ones that you can't eat because they're poisonous? Mm-hmm. Don't have a name for those? Okay. What about dried meat? What do you call dried meat?
And I've had some of that, too. Now, that's something I can't think of either right now.
Sometimes they sell it by the counters and in like little, you know, they have little strips of it. Mm-hmm. Well, there's that, and then there's a product called chipped beef.
Yeah, chipped.
And chipped beef is somehow different from that dried meat, and I don't know exactly what the difference is.
Well, I think chipped beef is smaller. It may be that the other is more, a longer.
That could be true.
Thing.
That could be true. Would you call it dried meat jerky?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm, jerky.
Okay, a fat pork that's cured in brine. Sometimes you add it to beans. What's that called?
That's something I haven't used a lot of.
Yeah, that's a pretty obscure ingredient.
Can't think of that either.
Would you call it salt pork?
Yeah, salt pork it would be. Mm-hmm.
How about, this is kind of obscure too, but it's a meat that's made from the jowls and head of a hog, and it's packed in a casing. And its name is sort of a misnomer. It makes you think of something else. I would never have guessed this one. It's head cheese.
Oh, head cheese. No, I wouldn't have either. I wouldn't have either, because...
Because it's not, it doesn't sound like...
It doesn't.
...what it is. Okay, if you have a liquid and some solid in the liquid, and you need to get the solid out of the liquid because you just want the liquid, you put the liquid through something, and you do what to the liquid?
Well, I guess you could put it through a strainer.
And what would you call thin milk?
Skim.
Is that the same as Blue John?
I don't think so. But I don't know what Blue John is.
Well, it's an East Texas term for a milk that is so thin, who'd even want to drink it? It's a really watered down
Well, it
milk.
Would be a skim milk then.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they make it from Holstein's. Mm-hmm. Holstein milk, because it's thinner than other milk. Let's see. Milk just beginning to turn is called?
Sour.
Mm-hmm. And there's a milk product that comes in a little tub, and it has curds.
Cottage cheese.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And when I say cornbread to you, what do you think of? What kind of, can you describe what cornbread is?
Well, there's different kinds because it would depend on the recipe, but usually it's made with cornmeal, milk, and egg.
Mm-hmm.
I would say, but then if you get into the fancy kind, you put a little Mexican stuff in it. Some people put cheese. So I don't know what I'd think of. I really would think of the old-fashioned cornbread that you make with cornmeal and...
And it's baked, right?
And it's baked. Uh-huh.
In the oven.
Yes.
Okay, not on top of the stove.
No.
Okay. Have you heard of a cornbread type product that... You make on top of the stove in a frying pan, and they look like little hockey pucks?
Oh, it seems to me I have sort of read a recipe, but I've never tried anything like that, and I don't know what they're called.
Well, we call them corn pones.
Oh, corn pones.
But I've also heard people call them corn dodgers.